We've got George Fielding on the line. Hello, George.
Good morning, lovely. Good afternoon, lovely people. I do know what time of day it is.
George is the chair of the kids' board at WizKids. What does that mean?
That means that I chair a group of 12 young wheelchair users from all across the UK. They each represent a different region.
Yeah.
And together, nationally, we represent, as a board, the largest network of young wheelchair users.
Before we go on, so you're disabled. So we've got, this is Inside Out, so I'm Damon Rose, with me is Kathleen Hawkins.
Hi.
Emma Tracy's in Edinburgh.
Hi.
Hello. And while we were setting up beforehand, Rod, our SM over there, was calling in on your phone, and we were having real problems, weren't we? Because your phone was all buzzing and it's like we'd gone back 10 years in time. What we really liked is we got you running up and down the stairs in your... in your house, in order to get closer to the base unit, didn't we?
Absolutely.
And it's nice and clear now.
I'm glad about that. That means that the running up and down the stairs and the kind of semi-crawling and every kind of method that I use to get up to continue living in this four-story Victorian townhouse in Dorking, it works, and I'm glad that everybody can hear me.
So why is a wheelchair user like yourself living in a four-storey house with loads of stairs?
It has been a blessing in disguise. Do you know that? Because I have to move I have to move to get to my bedroom, to the kitchen, to the bathroom, and it's kept me fit. Now I'm not going to sit here and tell you that every wheelchair user should have should live in a four-storey townhouse. But I do exercise just by living in this house. It keeps me not having to spend fortunes on gym membership, and I don't really have to go to the gym, which is fantastic.
That's quite interesting, because my dad always says to me, get taxis everywhere, and I'm quite tight, so I always say, oh no, I'm going to walk, and I swear that stubbornness keeps me fit and active as well.
And you know what? Like, now, as an example, it's a fantastic dinner party anecdote.
Yeah. I should mention that I walk with prosthetic legs for people that haven't heard Inside Out before as well.
Yeah. And George, do you take your chair up and down these stairs as well?
No, I just find my way around. I use the chair to access my hall, my bedroom, because I have level access to those, and everywhere outside of my home, I'm in my lovely quickie Helium.
We're a couple of minutes into talking to George, and I just thought I'd better tell listeners there is a point to this podcast. We didn't just call George up for a chat, although it's lovely to hear, to have a chat.
You're more than welcome to do it anytime you like.
I have more questions though, Damon.
No, we'll come on to the point eventually. By the end of this 15-minute podcast, we'll be there. There is the point. It will emerge.
So more important than the actual point, so you don't have a bathroom on the floor where you are with your chair. So you actually have to drag yourself to the bathroom?
It's probably quite accurate, but there's no pain involved. I'm very comfortable.
One more intrusive question.
You tell me when we can get onto the main bit, Emma.
Do you drink tea then? Can you, what about making yourself a cup of tea? And I mean, bringing the cup of tea to bed is like one of my biggest pleasures in life.
I you know, my family are tea and coffee mad. So there's always the kettle on, but I use it as an excuse to go down to my favourite cafes and access the town. If it's a sunny day and I want a coffee, I've only got to kind of walk 10 minutes into the town centre.
Absolutely.
So only a disabled person would say I'm going to go out and access the town. Incidentally.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, absolutely. That is the point, isn't it? That's the you know, and soon that those kind of linguistics won't be a surprise, you know.
Hopefully.
I like. I was looking at your Twitter feed earlier, incidentally, before we do go on to the main point that we are here for, and it will come.
Love Twitter.
You describe yourself as young but old.
Yes. Yeah. The description of going back 10 years in time to phone me is quite apt. I you know, I'm well known for going to meetings in three-piece tweed suits, and you know, I embrace the kind of being described as wise, and I hope one day I'll be silver-haired like George Clooney or something, you know, but I guess I still look young for now.
So the reason we've got you here listeners, we're getting around to the point now. is because there's three wheelchair stories in the news this week. And so who better to have George from WizKids in to talk about it. So let me just quickly rattle through these three stories. The first one is really interesting. And George, I'm going to get you to tell me which you think is the most important of these stories, the one that excites you most of all. Okay, get ready.
Fabulous.
The Go wheelchair is a 3D printed wheelchair which is being which is on show at the Design Week in Clerkenwell in London in a couple of weeks. It's what you think it is. It's customised, a customised wheelchair that only takes about 2 weeks, and you can do all sorts of cool things. Uber WAV. Uber, the well-known and slightly controversial sometimes taxi firm, has brought out a fleet of 55 vehicles, I think just in the London area. Is that right, George?
For now, but let's all hope that they roll it out. Not that I know or have been party to any inside conversations.
And WAV stands for Wheelchair Accessible Vehicle. And so there's been a bit of worry about where Uber was going over the last few years and how accessible it would be for various different reasons. And this is what they've gone ahead and done. Lastly, very interesting this week, National Health England announced that the whole wheelchair voucher scheme is going to disappear for people in England. So the 1.2 million people who use wheelchairs will be able to go out and get wheelchairs using a new thing, personal health budget, which has been around since 2014. And so you will be able to get your wheelchair through assessments from your local medical person, your GP or whoever. Although I'm told by National Health England today there is no extra money here. But going forward, they're hoping to be able to provide more wheelchairs for more people. George, which is the most exciting of those stories?
Well, that is like asking me to choose between my children. I think it demonstrates that we are really moving forward in this area. I have to say, being able to give a kind of world exclusive via WizKids of Uber WAV was absolutely wonderful, and that service is, you know, really will decrease the logistics of travel.
Are there enough wheelchair accessible vehicles on Uber's app to make it work well, though?
55
is, I would say, a very good start. Uber only really came into my consciousness a year ago, just over a year ago. So Uber is a new company and a new technology. And after a year, we do have now these accessible taxis. It would be wrong to say that that black cabs aren't accessible. They are, and I use them on a very regular basis. So the point here, I think, is that it gives every wheelchair user choice. You know, I can now use every main transport network in London. I can use the Jubilee line. I can get on a boat on the Thames. I can get on a bus. I can use a black cab, and I can now use Uber. You know, I hope that we will find that there is enough taxis in the fleet.
Well, I'm surprised. I didn't think you were going to go for the Uber story as your favourite one, but I suppose you know, you've already got a wheelchair. WizKids supplied it to you, in fact, didn't they? That's because that's their job, getting younger people more mobile as a charity. I'm surprised the Go wheelchair, the 3D printed one, the other one, but they're more for people at the start of the journey.
The Go wheelchair is absolutely fantastic.
This is the 3D printed one.
I will be going to the launch of Clerkenwell Design Week next week, and I think what this demonstrates is that there really is a conversation around assistive technology.
Now, before we let you go, George, and thanks for talking to us, I sort of felt that talking about wheelchairs on a podcast might be a little bit dry. So, with this in mind, I got Emma to come up with some really good accessible questions that your average punter listening to this might be interested in hearing about. Emma, have you got your questions there?
I do. These were just quick questions off the top of my head. My first question, just let me read my braille here.
Hit me.
Does your wheelchair have a name like Norman or something?
The addition of like Norman or something.
I can now confirm that I will refer to my wheelchair as Norman But up until this point, the answer is no.
Disappointing.
Next question.
I know. Doesn't Hannah Cockcroft call her wheelchair Daisy?
I think so. I think you're right.
So, you know, it's a common thing.
So my next question is, tell me about your first wheelchair. What was it and when was it?
My first chair, I spent longer than the average person in a buggy. Just because...
Like a motorised buggy?
No, a baby buggy.
Like a child's buggy.
Okay.
And I have had 6 wheelchairs in 7 years from the NHS. And my friends and my family couldn't believe that I wanted to make the transition into a wheelchair because they just thought that wheelchairs were for old people with that kind of shied away and were retired. And I was always excited about getting in a wheelchair and actually propelling myself and moving forward and being active.
Wheelchair freed, George, not wheelchair bound, yeah?
Absolutely. A wheelchair really is kind of my main tool. It is my shoes. It is an extension of myself. And so it is the only thing that opens the doors. But saying that, I never really was excited about a wheelchair. It was a tool to get me from A to B. And then I realized, like so many people, that there are providers like Whiskers out there which ensure that you can customize the color, the measurements, and actually the whole process can be centered around you and your family, who are the experts on your own condition. And I now absolutely love my chair, and I embrace showing it off. You know, it's a part of me, and I guess it's like a guide dog or any kind of assistive thing. You know, it makes me a human. It's actually quite a human apparatus, I think. You know, if my wheelchair could talk, what would it say?
If your wheelchair could talk, what would it say?
It would say that that I've got much better at driving it over the years, and that I've benefited from things like wheelchair skills training, and that is an important point, that you know you develop in your wheelchair and you get better at using it, and that it's not just about the day you receive it, it's about the kind of the long term relationship.
And what
colour? With your chair.
What colour did you go for, George? I'm dying to know.
I had a white Quickie Argon, and I now have a cappuccino. It's basically a kind of, it's cappuccino. It's light brown and beige. I thought it looked like gold, but that makes me sound arrogant, doesn't it? I went for the gold chair.
Of course, why not?
It would blend in with all my outfits. As I said, I wear tweed all the time, and
so you see it as part of your sartorial elegance.
It fits who I am.
So you had a kind of a first sort of boring chair that was sort of got you from A to B, but this is your first, or the one before it was your first. Yay! This is my chair. This is me. This is, you know, part of who I am.
The day I received it was really the first time I thought, you know what, I'm a human being and I'm going to live life like the rest of you. And, you know, it's not them versus us, but, you know, I have always been comfortable in the skin I'm in, but it made me realise that I can fulfil my potential.
Emma, what's your last question, really quickly?
What does he think wheelchairs will be like in 50 years' time?
That's
is what
you.
I sent to Damon.
That's you, George, she means.
What does George think? What do you think, George, wheelchairs will be like in 50 years' time?
I think that they will all be tailored and personalised, and that everybody will have the wheelchair that they want. I also think that, you know what, it's not long until your wheelchair can morph into a car, and that car will probably be driverless. It could be like an amphibious thing. But
Transformers.
Transform into a car.
Because I was going to say, do you think that in 50 years' time, you were saying that you actually like propelling yourself in your wheelchair, that you enjoy that sensation, but do you think that wheelchairs will be driverless? Do you think you'll be able to just put in a GPS and go? Or do you think that that would actually be a negative thing?
It's the key word. It's the golden word for today. It's choice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I can't ever see myself not wanting to propel my wheelchair, and that might be because I'm a slight control freak. But I also think that wouldn't that be wonderful for those wheelchair users that need it? I was speaking to my to one of my old teaching assistants who I bumped into in a well-known supermarket last week, and I was the first wheelchair user to go to my school. It was a mainstream school, and they now have free wheelchair users at the school, but they're not in the right wheelchairs for them, so they can only go from one side of the corridor to the other under their own steam. And you know, she admitted to me that, you know, she used to think I used to harp on about this and that I was kind of passionate about it for no good reason. But when she compares this cappuccino beauty that I'm in to those that are kind of unfortunate enough not to have the chair that they need, she really does kind of see the difference. And it means I can spend the purple pound and actually my money and be in control of my life.
Thank you, George. George Fielding, chair of the Kids Board for the Whiz Kids charity. And that's the end of Inside Ouch this week. If you want to email us, email ouch@bbc.co.uk or tweet us @BBCOuch. We're on Facebook too. So until next Friday, thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.